That's the Walker Brothers and Deadlier Than the Mail. Not one you hear often on BBC Radio, Kent, but that's the whole point. That's just released is the 5-CD set, The Walker Brothers Everything Under the Sun. It comes complete with 48-page book detailing, well, everything under the sun about the fab 60s trio. Let's cross the pond and catch up with one-third of the Walker Brothers, John Walker. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Are you happy with the product, the 5-CD set?
Well, they seem to work pretty hard on it, so I can't I haven't actually heard all the tracks yet, but they have got such a high level now of their mastering and, you know, work and things like that at Universal, so I'm confident that it's going to be really good to listen to.
Yeah, technically the quality is superb. I know it's been remastered in the studio, as you mentioned, but also it's great to get the chance to hear something other than No Regrets, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, and Make It Easy on Yourself. As fantastic as those three records are, it's great to hear lots of different things.
The odd part about it is, you know, I didn't realize we'd recorded that many songs. You know, it's all of a sudden you look at that set and there's over 100 songs on there, and it's like, my goodness. I mean, what a set of material.
Had some of those slipped your memory, John?
Yes, they have, actually. It was really weird because I was looking at some of those and I was thinking, I don't remember doing that. You know, and it's like, it's just, you know, but then, you know, well, when you think about them a little bit, they come back. They do come back. It's kind of odd because for some reason, it's like you cast your mind. You can get right back to where you were when you were doing it. And it's very strange that.
And lots of great memories coming back, I guess. And particularly when we were listening to CD3, we were hoping to keep the box set absolutely pristine in its sealed cellophane wrapper to give it away to a lucky listener. But unfortunately, John, we succumbed to temptation. We ripped off the cellophane wrapper because we just had to have a listen to your version of James Brown, I Got You, I Feel Good.
Oh, yeah. With those, you know, the funny part about it was when we did live shows, we used to do a lot of, you know, like up-tempo songs, you know, like Dance in the Street and, you know, Land of a Thousand Dances and things like that, which we didn't do, which basically they were a lot different than the recorded stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when you first got together with Scott, you had a sort of huge repertoire of cover versions, I think, didn't you? Stones songs, Beatles songs, the whole works.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing was, when we were playing in Hollywood, basically speaking, we were, you know, we were a band that played, you know, basically for entertainment in a club, and people wanted to hear music that they knew, and if they didn't hear music that they knew, you didn't have a job. It was that simple. So we learned, you know, all kinds of things. You know, we picked up different songs from different people.
And is it right, talking of the Stones, is it right that when you were recording Love Her, the Stones were next door recording the last time?
Well, actually, the way it turned out, we were finishing up Love Her, and they were going to put on the violin section, which was very late at night. It was about midnight, or like 11 o'clock or something. And the Rolling Stones had actually, in the same studio, had just finished This Will Be the Last Time. And as they were walking out, we were walking in. And so they finished This Will Be the Last Time, and we finished Love Her. And the other part of the story that's kind of interesting is the first time we went on Ready, Steady, Go, which was just to sort of walk on and say hello to people, I introduced the Rolling Stones singing This Will Be the Last Time. Coincidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you miss being in England? I know you've been back in the States for a long time now.
Well, yeah, I do. Actually, I get back every chance I can, and for the most part, I sometimes get up in the morning and wonder why I'm here and as opposed to there. Because, I don't know, I feel I'm kind of more at home in England than I am here. It's an odd situation, but it's the way it is.
And whereabouts in the States are you now? Because you're a California boy originally, aren't you?
Well, I'm in California again. I actually live just about 12 miles from Los Angeles, and it's hot.
Almost as hot as it is over here at the moment, John. We're in the middle of a heat wave right now in England, but I'm sure it's just middling compared to temperatures in California, I'm sure. Question which fans of the Walker Brothers often ask is, any chance of a reunion?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we've gone far enough, you know, we've sort of gone so far in various directions. I don't think so. I don't see that one going. I don't see that happening.
Okay. Well, fortunately, we've got the fantastic box set from the Walker Brothers, Everything Under the Sun, to enjoy. And as John has mentioned, there are some tracks on there which, A, you probably didn't know that the Walker Brothers actually did, but when you get the chance to listen to them, they're absolutely fantastic. I mentioned the James Brown cover, also a cover of Benny King's Stand By Me on there as well, which is definitely well worth the listen. And once we got into that, listening to the CDs in the office earlier, John, we couldn't really stop. And we really loved the version of Jimmy Cliff's Many Rivers to Cross.
Yeah, you know, that was a kind of a real challenge in a way, but it's such a great song. You know, I remember actually doing that because it had some pretty, that one just came out, that one just kind of like just fell out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful recording, and you can hear it and win this box set, Everything Under the Sun, later in the programme this afternoon. In the meantime, it's a huge thank you to one third of the Walker Brothers, John Walker. John, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
I feel good, I knew that I would. I feel good, I knew that I would. So good, so good, I got a you. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a you.